Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 9th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Otera, South Otera, Forties, Fisher, Trafalgar, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Trafalgar, 1008, moving away slowly southwards. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Otera, South Otera. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. In West Viking, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Northeast Forties, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southwest Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeasterly 4 to 6 at first in southwest Forties and Dogger, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast becoming cyclonic later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher and 4 in German Bight. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, southeast veering southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dover, Wight, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, fair, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Trafalgar, cyclonic 6 to gale 8 at first in southwest, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 in southeast. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later in south, perhaps gale 8 later in south, occasional rain, thundery in south, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Sole and Fastnet. Occasional rain, then showers, fog patches at first in Lundy and Irish Sea. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Lundy and Irish Sea. Shannon, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in north, becoming variable 3 later. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Rockall, Bailey and southeast Iceland, and 4 elsewhere. Rain, then squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by south, 5, rain, 1 mile, 1015 falling. Stornoway, south, 6, slight drizzle and rain, 3 miles, 1011 falling. Lerwick, south by east, 4, recent fog, 1,700 metres, 1,013 falling. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 4, 15 miles, 1,013 falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 3, 27 miles, 1,015 falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, 13 miles, 1,017 falling slowly. Boomer, southwest 3, 19 miles, 1,018 falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 1, 1,019 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 2, 2 miles, 1,021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 2, 5 miles, 1,021. Jazzy, north by east 2, 8 miles, 1021, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south-southwest 1, 1021. Silly automatic, northwest 3, rain, 300 meters, 1023, now falling. Milford Haven, west by south 3, slight rain, 1 mile, 1022, now rising. Aberporth, southwest 3, mist, 4 miles, 1022, now rising. Valley, south by east 4, mist, 4 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north northwest 1, mist, 1000 meters, 1020, falling slowly. Valencia, south 4, slight showers, 2 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south by west 1, mist, 3 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest by south 5, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Macrihanish automatic, southeast by east 3, 30 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 8th of April. General situation, a cold front will move southeastwards across the UK during the course of Thursday. This will bring an interval of rain to most areas and introduce a colder west to northwesterly airflow with showers in the west and north. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, south 2 to 4, veering southwest 3 to 5, then west 4 to 6 later, occasional rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later, occasional rain for a time, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4, veering west 4 to 6 later, fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, veering west 4 to 6 later, showers later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly veering southwesterly 2 to 4, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasional rain later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Salsabil, variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later in west, mainly fair, moderate or good. Salsabil to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 or 4, then veering northwest later, and increasing 5 or 6 for a time, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest 2 to 4, backing west or northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later. Fog patches at first in west, occasional rain for a time in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, then north or northwest 4 later. Fog patches at first, then occasional rain for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Ormond Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 4 or 5, then west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Ormond Head to the Mull of Galloway. South 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 or 5, then west 5 or 6 later. Fog patches, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, southwest 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, veering west 5 or 6 later, fog patches, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. southwest 3 or 4, veering west 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, veering westerly 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then squally showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south veering southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher.
The deal is a ceasefire, a negotiation. That's what we give. And what they give is the straits are going to be reopened. If we don't see that happening, the president is not going to abide by our terms if the Iranians are not abiding by their terms.
We'll get the latest on the ceasefire between the US and Iran, with it appearing under strain already. We hear from a doctor in Lebanon as officials say more than 250 people have been killed in Israeli attacks over the past 24 hours.
There were sisters who we treated whose bodies had been riddled with shrapnel. There was a 7-year-old girl who was cold, crying, wailing, calling out for her mum and dad.
And the serial killer who targeted women for decades is finally brought to justice.
This defendant walked among us, play acting as a normal suburban dad, when in reality, all along, he was obsessively targeting innocent women for death.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Lebanon's civil defence authorities say the most intense day of Israeli strikes on the country since the start of the Iran war has killed more than 250 people and wounded more than 1,100. Israel carried out 100 separate strikes in a 10-minute period alone, saying it was aiming at Hezbollah targets. Images showed massive damage to residential areas. Doctors described hospitals overrun with wounded civilians. This Beirut resident described how he felt seeing the destruction.
There is no word to describe how we're feeling right now. Just devastated, you know, nothing more, honestly.
No warnings, no whatsoever. We're just living by our days normally, and we hear of 6 or 7 explosions in Beirut. It was really devastating, honestly.
The Bekaa Valley and the south of the country were also hit. This followed the announcement of the Iran war ceasefire, which Israel denies covers Lebanon. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has led condemnation of Israel.